This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
On Thursday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will publicly unveil the state's brand new human trafficking unit. Kirsta Melton will become the first human trafficking and transnational organized crime unit chief in Texas. Thanks very much for joining us here on the Standard.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I have to say that when we talk about human trafficking, I think a lot of people get it confused with other issues. Human trafficking has often been described as 21st century slavery. Is that how you see it?
I definitely do. And I think one of the things that's most often confused with is smuggling. The immigration issue and the issue of smuggling and illegal crossing of the border often becomes confused with the issue of human trafficking. And so that's one of the things we always like to distinguish.
So let's talk a little bit about what your new job is going to entail. How do you see it shaping up?
Well, what's exciting is to see the state really tackling the issue of human trafficking. What this does is it creates an entire team tackling human trafficking from both the criminal side as well as the civil racketeering side. And it allows us to really blanket the state with human trafficking awareness, training for law enforcement, training for the judiciary, for all of the key players and agencies, both state and local, that are working on the issue.
Why is this suddenly a hot issue and something that demands a human trafficking unit as such?
Sex trafficking is impacting kids. Mm-hmm. And so it's time for us as a community to stand up and say, we're not okay with people being for sale in the state of Texas. We're not going to stand for that any longer.
You sound like someone who spent a considerable amount of time on this issue.
I have. I've been working on human trafficking cases since 2009 was my very first one in Bexar County.
Tell us a little bit about it.
The first case that I went to trial on involved a 13-year-old child. Her parents were divorced, and her dad had been in and out of prison. She sometimes went to school, and sometimes she didn't. And on the particular day that she ended up first being trafficked, she had skipped school. And she had gone to the corner store, picked up a lady that she knew there, and they went to a local drug house. She bought some pot, and at some point she needed to use the restroom. The two guys who owned that house were members of the Orejones gang. They were brothers in their late 40s who had inherited the house from their dad. They locked that child up in the bathroom. They got rid of the lady that she came with. They dragged her out to a room across the way where they had a bed, and then they stripped her naked, and they tied her with the yellow nylon ropes that people use to tie things to their car, and then they both raped her. And then they got the idea that they would keep her, and for the next week and a half to 2 weeks, they sold her to anybody who had extra money after they bought drugs. They kept her tied up. They kept her drugged up. She was rescued by a man from the neighborhood who was offered the same opportunity, but who absolutely refused to take it and ran her out of there. And I was the person who had the privilege of going after those two guys in court and standing up for that child. So I will never forget that case.
What an incredible story. So let me understand, how much of this issue are we talking about trans-border gangs?
You know, that is yet to be seen. I would tell you to think about it this way. If you are a gang and your goal is to make money to continue your enterprises, okay, you can sell drugs, you can sell weapons, you can sell people. It's so much easier for you to hide a human trafficking organization with a couple of kids or an adult that you're going to engage either in forced labor or in prostitution. No one can obviously see that the way they can see a kilo of cocaine. It's an area that we believe that cartels and gangs will be moving into. And if you take a look at DPS's assessment of the state, they have also indicated that that is an area where they see a large amount of potential growth.
Let me ask you something. A year from now, if we were to get you back on the line or maybe even better yet, have you here in the studio and say, okay, so has the year been a success? How are you going to gauge that?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, it will be the establishment of a team that is truly and fully dedicated to this issue. Two, I would like to be able to tell you that that team is generating cases, that we have expanded our training and covered thousands of more people in the state of Texas.
Kirsta Lieberg-Melton is the brand new chief of the Attorney General's Human Trafficking Unit, which will be announced officially to the public on Thursday. Congratulations on the new gig. And by the way, you know, the invitation is open for next year if you'd like to come and visit us.
I would love to come and visit. Thank you so, so much for having me.